Parsha of Rami Aviravi, of course, appears twice. In Halacha, it appears once in the Chumash, in the context of Bikurim, and it appears in the Mishnah, in the end of Seras Pesachim, in the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where, of course, we're more familiar with it from. And if you had to think about these two experiences of Avos Bikurim and the Seder night, so I think that the common denominator between them is that there's a tremendous feeling of Ischachus. It's really a new beginning. The Bikurim is obviously a new beginning. It's the person's finally experiencing and celebrating the bringing of his new fruit, the Beis HaMikdash. So it's the beginning of the harvest season. So that's a tremendous feeling of Ischachus for all us agricultural people who live in Manhattan. It's a real, real Ischachus. And of course, the Seder night is Enoch Ischachus, Gorom Mazach, Chedish, Zalachem, Rish Chadosh. It's the beginning of the calendar, and it's a time of becoming Ben Chayrin, and it's the springtime, and you know, the birds are chirping, and things are blossoming, and the weather's getting nice, and it's Pesach, it's Eis Doidim, and it's a Geula Ba, and you know, Hinei Astav Avar, Hageshem Chalaf Alachlo, and it's a Nimnir of Oretz. I mean, it's a beautiful, wonderful, new fresh, it's a new beginning. And yet, strangely enough, both of these experiences that are almost highlighting Hischachus, a new beginning, they're accompanied by what is almost the antithesis of a new beginning, and that is a focus on the past. All of a sudden, you have this farmer who wants to start new and fresh. And what does he open up by saying? Harami Abirabi Abisa. He starts telling a story from hundreds of years before. He starts giving us a synopsis of Jewish history. Where did I get here from? It's not as new as the beginning as I thought. It's part of a past, rich past history. And he's sitting around the Seder with a feeling of, you know, it's a fresh, it's a brand new. And what do you start telling stories about? And my Zayde, he was an Eved, Arami, Avidavi, Mitzrayim, Yagosham, Zayma, Yisham, you start telling stories about the past. What's the message that the Torah is telling us? The Torah is telling us the message is that as important as Ischachus is, and it's critical, because a person is not mechadish himself, a person doesn't have new beginnings, and doesn't have new fresh points, so then you become stale, you become just, you know, burnt out. So it's the beginning of a zman, beginning of a year, beginning of a new mesechta, beginning of new sugyas. There's this chash, there's geschmack, there's a fire. That's the way it should be. But we're not the first people in the world to open up of a comic of days around. We believe it or not, we're not the first people in the world to discover that Rashi and Ram have machlokes about how to define Ovis and Toldus. We're part of a very, very rich Messiah. And that dual, you know, approach to, on the one hand, something new and fresh and exciting, on the other hand, it's part of an old, long chain of process. It's a combination of those two features that really define the Talmud Torah experience. So on the one hand, we want Gevaldges Chachas. One guy has to think, and he has kashas, and read a tesis, and think a kasha. What does tesis mean? And be kind of kidding of Torah, Moshe Torah, to think through a sugya on your own. You don't have to look at every single raid book, every single acharon, you're allowed to think about a tesis yourself also. That's okay. You're allowed to think about what does Rashi mean? Why did the Rambam say lechal tzemeach davu miskavim? We want to encourage. People should think and they should work. They should read through Rishayim and try to understand what Rishayim is saying. But at the same time, to realize that we have a Messiah. We have a Messiah how to learn. We have a Messiah how to be Mechadish Chedushim. We have a Messiah how to go through a Sugya. We don't just, you know, we're not the first people to open up of a Kama Dabez. We're not opening up and not looking at the Gemara through the lens of, you know, some critical, you know, who knows what kind of ways of studying of academic. That's not what we do here. Not this year, we don't do that. We learn the Torah, Lefi HaMaseivah Shal HaVaseinah V'HaVaseinah Midei Redeiris. We learn through B'Vakam Dabeis, through the Heiliga eyes of the Bali Atesis, through the eyes of the Rambam, through the Kassim, through the Reb Chaim. So we have a wonderful, rich Maseirah that leaves room for us to Mechadish Chedushim ourselves also. That's okay, there's nothing wrong. And even every once in a while, we may be Mechadish things against. Maybe we'll disagree with us. And if we always say it with trepidation, you know, if we ever come up and say, we're going to argue with it, we do it once in a while with fear and on pachad, but Tari Lamdani Tzarech, how to do it. So, Rabbi Say, we're embarking upon an exciting new experience and an old experience, all rolled into one. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Yatzei Dishmaya to approach a limit of Torah through the eyes of Arami Yavid Avi, to his Chachas, all rolled into one, and Mitzvah we should go together, Chayel HaChayel HaGevaldika, his Chachas should be together. Right, so just the schedule for...